BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's best bits. It's Bumbleo Wednesday. Also, we delve into the past of Calvin Harris on this podcast. We talk awkwardness in online group chat. Deb is playing Real or No Real, and Chris decides to attempt the ultimate innuendo bingo guest booking.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Do you ever have a proper giggling fit where you lose it and you're on your own?
Generally not when I'm on my own. No, like innuendo bingo, obviously, that happens a lot.
I was in my house on my own this morning and I suddenly remembered yesterday's innuendo bingo, the bit about patting the trunk, and I actually giggled to myself for a full 5 minutes.
Yeah, I heard Dev talking about this when I was in the lifts here actually at the BBC building, and I just found myself laughing really awkwardly in the lift.
Yeah, it just hit me like 10 o'clock this morning. I just lost it.
Patting the trunk.
So yesterday's bingo with Dev is on YouTube right now, and it's well worth a watch. Next, we're going to Radio 4, and they're at Kew Gardens for Gardener's Question Time. Now, I bet this guy regrets ever asking this question.
Why is this? Well, what is it, first of all, and why is it so special? Why is it so difficult?
So I have my hand fondling, as you say, but gently patting the trunk.
They're of course discussing a rare species of tree that they have in Kew Gardens.
So I have my hand fondling, as you say, but gently patting the trunk.
Good for you.
Patting
the trunk. Oh, and what a laugh that was yesterday with Dev on Innuendo Bingo. That's on YouTube now. Tomorrow, Chris, you're our resident like Made in Chelsea expert.
Yeah.
Because you watch it.
I'm not ashamed to say that.
James Dunmore and Lucy Watson from Made in Chelsea are playing bingo tomorrow.
Oh, no, this is good. Well, is this potentially the first couple that we've had on?
Oh, are they a couple in the show?
They're a couple. Yes, they're a couple on the show.
I mean, sorry, real life.
I think in real life as well.
Yeah, but it is real life, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm never sure on the rules.
Really confusing.
But anyway, they're together and on bingo tomorrow as well. So that'll be
a couple special.
Now, should I feel like a third wheel in this situation? Yeah, or should I feel involved?
A bit gooseberry. What do you mean involved? What are you suggesting?
Well, no, I just mean like it's a bit weird having a couple because I guess if they start spitting water on each other and they start arguing or something, do I kind of just step back and leave them to it? Or should I feel like part of the fold?
Yeah.
You know, just accept that it's, you know, three of us together and we just go for it.
I just think accept that it's three of you and just go for it.
Yeah.
So tomorrow it's James Dunmore and Lucy Watson from Made in Chelsea playing bingo.
Now, I'm a big fan of hers on Made in Chelsea, but I wouldn't have thought this would necessarily be her favourite thing to do. You know, she's very headstrong on the show. She doesn't put up with any nonsense. I'm worried that spitting in her face might not be the...
Are we going to have a walker on our hands?
I'm not saying that's what's going to happen.
I want a walker at some point. I want someone to walk out at some point.
But anyway, this is going to be good.
Okay. What are you saying? Is she too posh to spit?
I don't know. I hope she's going to enjoy the game.
Okay, well, we'll see tomorrow when James and Lucy play bingo at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bumbleo 2:30-ish today. Does that fit in with everyone's plans? Let me know. Also, let me know what you want in the gap today. I'm thinking it's going to be a good gap today.
Yeah?
One of the best.
Retro or current?
A bit retro. Yeah. Simon and Slough's been on going, come on, Mills, no nonsense. Let's have a bit of Rick Stein, Miguel Pujol in the Bumbleo gap today, please. No one else on this station gets texts like that, do they? let's know what you want in the gap. The gap between the T's and the main Bumbleo on 81199. That was Major Lazer, Eddie Goulding and some other people, and Powerful. So did you meet David Beckham last night?
So went to the awards thing. It was a charity night for Nordoff Robbins.
What a great thing to be invited
amazing.
To.
Amazing. And Beckham was getting honoured at it. And
like,
so
for someone like you, that is the best night.
It was insane. Honestly, it feels like a dream. Incredible night. And I was on the table next to him.
No way.
So every now and then he sort of looked towards me.
Who was he looking at?
Right, well, I was... I brought my girlfriend to this event as well. But she's adamant he was looking at her.
No.
I think, you know, I really suited up for the occasion. Yeah. I was looking suave.
Well, you said that you were... You were going to try and outdress him.
Yeah.
You said that yesterday. So I reckon, I mean, it clearly wasn't her. It was the sharp suit.
And I put wet look gel in to make, you know, to really slick back the hair.
Oh,
which
wet
is
look.
Something I've noticed he does. So I think he
did
was
you get buy
over.
One of those green tubs for like a pound like you used to, the wet look gel?
Yeah, I can show you it. It's in the bag.
Lush.
But anyway, so he was looking over in the direction. I'm pretty certain it was at me.
Mm. It will be, 100%. Did you meet him?
I didn't get a chance to meet him, no.
Why not? I thought you were going to make an absolute beast of yourself last night.
I know, and I now regret not being beastly enough.
Right. So you were just looking like a fan.
But we both, I mean, there was moments. We both looked at each other.
Was there security?
He probably looked over and thought, where do I know that guy from?
He didn't.
No?
Virtually famous.
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis, that'll be it.
The Scott Mills
Daily. This Casey Perry WhatsApp thing that's going around at the moment, discuss.
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it?
So Katy Perry doesn't really take too kindly to people saying that she can't sing live, and one WhatsApp user really found that out.
Yeah, so it's a Katy Perry concert. She goes to take a selfie with someone in the crowd,
yeah,
and obviously takes their phone and picks up the phone, and on the phone, this person's WhatsApp's open, and it's a conversation they're having with someone else. But the unfortunate thing is it's a WhatsApp conversation about Katy Perry. So the guy on the other end of it has written...
I heard she can't sing live at all.
Yeah.
Oof.
Awkward. And Katy Perry's obviously seen this. So it's a really bizarre moment, this, because it's just in the middle of a concert, and she's reading this message that's about herself.
Yeah. On the WhatsApp.
On the WhatsApp, yeah.
But then this happens.
Oh, it's your ex-boyfriend? You still have a WhatsApp group with him? What are you doing? Do not text your ex.
So it's her ex, but she's still in the WhatsApp group with him.
Yeah. So she seems to be having a conversation with her ex-boyfriend about Katy Perry on WhatsApp. But obviously, Katy Perry's a bit... I don't know, maybe not annoyed, maybe that's the wrong word for it.
Oh no, I think she's annoyed, I've just seen the message she sent.
So so there's that, but then it's how intrigued she is that this girl is still in a WhatsApp group with her ex-boyfriend.
It's the, it is the worst though, because exes do linger in these groups for months sometimes, and there's nothing you can do about it. They're just going to be there.
Yeah, especially...
But why is she texting him? I mean, normally they just sit there in the group and no one really speaks.
Well, that's it, the group just kind of... Goes down and down on the list eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, maybe it's slightly odd that she is texting her ex.
Her reply, though.
The Katy Perry thing. Yeah.
The reply is quite something. The Scott Mills Daily. Matt's been on. He's just sat next to some bins at the moment. He's like, I wonder what songs Lana would write if this was her view instead. And he sent a picture of the bins. And then hashtag get high by the bins. Thanks for that, Matt. I reckon it might grow on me, that.
Yeah?
Yeah. So we don't know whether Katy Perry actually replied with that comment, but we do know that that picture was taken by her, and she definitely did see the WhatsApp message.
That's the thing. She definitely saw the WhatsApp message, but yeah. I wonder if the reply that I've seen going round...
is the actual one.
I'm suspicious.
Yes. And I don't think she was really annoyed by it either. She'd probably find that kind of thing quite funny because she has a sense of humour. However, Harriet here has got the whole ex in a group chat thing. What's going on?
Well, I'm in a very awkward situation at the moment. I'm actually in a Facebook group with my ex, who actually left it quite promptly after I kind of dumped him. And that was all very awkward because no one's actually said anything in this group chat now. But I haven't seen him since.
Okay, so rewind a bit for me. So when did you decide that it wasn't working out between you and him?
Like a couple of weeks into it, I wasn't really feeling it. So this only happened like 3 weeks ago ish.
So it happened 3 weeks ago, and you're in the conversation with who else?
All of his friends and all of my friends. He actually made the group conversation. It was about having a party at his house.
Oh, that's always the way. Yeah. It's always something being organised, but then the group name gets changed and it gets used for different things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and everybody was kind of chatting in it. And then basically, we kind of met up like a few weeks ago and we're like, I kind of said to him, you know, it's not working. I don't really feel like it's going anywhere. And I kind of went home and about an hour later, it was just parties cancelled and he actually left the group. He went proper Taylor Swift on us.
Oh, wow.
And it exploded on us, yeah. And it's remained silent ever since, actually. No one's actually spoken about anything.
I don't like it when it goes silent for a long time and no one wants to be the first person to send a message to the group.
No, no, and no one actually has. And I was like, fine, we'll just mute it and hope no one says anything.
Hmm.
But in a couple of days, I've actually got to see him.
Why?
Because I'm going back to sixth form, and I sit next to him in one of my geography lessons.
Oh no.
And what? Most of the people in this group conversation are actually in this group conversation, so most of the people who sit on the table know about it.
You're going to see your ex in a few days when you go back to geography and he sits in the same class as you?
He sits next to me, yeah.
But just move. Amazing. Hang on. Having to sit next to someone in school is a bit ho. Surely yeah, you're in sick form. What do you mean you've got to? You don't have to sit next to him.
We have a seating plan, yeah.
Really?
Who does that in sick form?
Yeah, we'll blame my geography teacher.
That's rubbish.
You've got your name on the desk.
Yeah, and everything.
Really?
Yeah. You should explain to your teachers, like, come on, it's an ex. Like, I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
I know, I might have to, but he'll probably know the reason then.
When you get to geography, just stand up in front of the whole class and go, guys, this is really awkward.
This is ridiculous.
I'm going to have to move.
I might actually do it. I might go Taylor Swift. Let's do it.
Well, if you do decide to do that, let us know because I'd love to hear it live.
You know what? Yeah. Oh, my God. Can I train you and do it? That would be amazing.
Yeah. When's geography?
Well, I'll get my timetable today and I'll let you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You make sure you call me back.
So you're part of this group?
Yeah. It's still active, but no one's spoken.
But it's your friends and his friends?
Yeah.
But not him?
But not him now. No, he's left the group.
What a strange situation.
It's horrible.
I'm just looking through my ones. I'm a member of one called Big Time BBC Bant at the moment.
Oh, I'm not part of that.
No, it's not for you. And
that's rude.
That is really harsh.
Who's in Big Time BBC Bant then?
A cameraman.
What a rubbish title, by the way.
A cameraman.
This suggests to me there's no Bants at all.
Yeah, who came up with this?
Yeah, BBC Bants.
It wasn't me.
I'm surprised this isn't a department at the BBC already.
There's a man called Lawrence.
Is this your Eurovision friend?
Uh-huh.
Oh, of course it is.
Cameraman Matt, and of course Mel off of Mel and Sue.
Oh, that's quite cool.
Yeah.
You see, you interest me with WhatsApp because you're fairly new to the game of WhatsApp. But what I quite like is all the different groups that you probably get invited to.
Mm.
Like, I'm looking on mine, it's generally, I've got a group for my mates organising bank holiday weekend.
Mm.
Right? And then I've got another group with a different group of mates from uni wanting to do a uni reunion. But you're good because you know loads of celebrities. So what groups are you in? We've got a little Radio 1 well, we shouldn't say that, actually, because some people aren't in that.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, some presenters are, some aren't.
No.
Well, that's awkward.
Said it now.
I'm in one called Are We On The Same Train?
What is that? That is...
But does that? But the point is, you had that for a purpose, right? But do you still use that to communicate?
It's been laying dormant for a while, to be honest.
Oh, is it a dormant one?
Yeah. Okay. I've also just found Jake's Birthday Barbecue, which is Max Branning off EastEnders.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
But the barbecue was a few weeks ago. Sadly, I couldn't attend. But I've got loads of... I can't work out how to not say them to my camera roll. So I've got loads of people that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
At Max Branning's Barbecue. No, I don't know any of those
people.
That's
awesome.
Who are they? Look, there's a lady there with an umbrella hat on.
So when was the barbecue?
About a few weeks ago.
Okay, right. So
who are they?
Let's write a message underneath it.
No!
Just write.
There's some people playing table football.
Just write, loving the pics.
There's some people in a marquee. It was raining the day of the Max Branning's Barbecue.
No, that is a problem and it all saves to your phone.
Yeah, I think you can work out how to not do it, but I can't.
Well, don't worry about that. I think it's great that you're receiving Max Branning's family pictures to your phone. So I think we should keep this going.
I've got all of his friends and family on here.
Write something on the group. Come on, let's reactivate that
one. What should I put?
Just put something to bump it up. Just write lol.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do.
Oh, no, there are people leaving the group. Shall I just leave?
Or no, don't leave.
Okay. Lol.
Lol.
Oh, no!
Why did you make me do that?
That's brilliant. Yes, I'm keen for that group to relive.
I'll let you know what happens because someone's bound to reply.
So no one's written on that for weeks, and you've just written lol.
Yes,
nice one,
Harriet. Maybe don't send lol in your group.
What, you want me to send lol in my group?
No, I wouldn't. No. I wouldn't.
Oh, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. No.
That won't go down too well. Yeah, that would be awful.
No, I think I'd start like. It'll attack me if I did that.
Yeah, don't put lol, because it looks like you're making light of the situation.
Yeah, it's not a good situation to be in, really.
I think you need to encourage your friends to leave that group one by one. Do you know what I mean? Reclaim your own sort of thing.
Yeah. Do we just leave? So you get them all to leave one by one and just wonder. Then I don't know what will be said after that.
That's the kind of thing Taylor Swift would do. Mm. A text would go around the squad. You need to leave this group immediately.
Yes. Leave now.
Gigi has left the room.
Gigi's left the group. Hey, listen, if you want to do the geography thing where you're in the lesson and then you stand up and announce that you can't sit here anymore, then feel free. Just call me back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, 100%. Good.
I would literally do that.
All right, well, I hope to speak to you later in the week then.
Yeah, definitely. That's
awesome.
Thank you.
Good to speak to you, Harriet.
You too.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills Daily. Chris on Twitter says, when someone tries to leave the WhatsApp group message, constantly add them back. Just add them back in. That really, really gets to them. Mm. As soon as they go, put them back in. Also, Caroline says, we had to start a new group because someone wouldn't leave and we wanted to talk about going on holiday without them. It's so brutal, some of this.
I think you could be really good, though. I'm really keen for us to make some groups with some of your contacts.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, because we can just put a load of people in there. Like, you can mix up. You can have a little... It's like putting, say, Max Brenning, our boss, you know, two other people in like a room together.
The weirdest mix of people.
Yeah.
And you can just put them all in the same
really
group and
like
see how they get
idea.
On. I really like it too, actually. Scott Mills Daily. I was really sad about Foles today, I think, having to cancel the live lounge. I hope Yanis is okay. The voice is... slight problem with the voice. So, Clara replayed some of their set from Reading, which we'll play again for you in a bit. I've actually been given a statement by the band. You know, like, when football clubs have something big to announce?
Yeah.
And they, like, go outside and they do a big kind of statement, don't they?
I see where this is going. You want me to do this?
So if you fancy going outside the BBC, I have the statement here from Foles, and then just read it for me. Read it out to the public.
Okay.
Okay?
To make it formal.
Absolutely, yeah.
I get you.
Just a short statement from Foles. All right, go downstairs and do that now, then. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. And now we can cross over to Chris Stark outside the BBC live in that London. Hello.
Hello. Why am I doing this again? I don't understand.
Because we've been emailed a statement by the band Foles saying why they couldn't do the live lounge today. And I like it, like, you know, on the news and stuff and when football clubs do it. I like it when a statement is read outside by somebody.
Yeah, sure.
So okay. If you could just do that for me now. You've got the statement that I gave you there, right?
I've got the statement, yes. Do you want me to go for it?
Okay, just really shout it and see if anyone notices you or listens.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Okay, ready.
I will be reading from a short prepared statement. Sadly, after sound checking this morning, Foles were forced to cancel their Radio 1 Live Lounge session today because Yanis went down with what we think is laryngitis. He has a doctor's appointment this evening. There will be no questions answered.
So that's the end of the statement.
That's the end of the statement.
No,
now,
say it loud.
I can't. Security, you can't go.
Okay, good. Right, all right. Best to come back then.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Oh, no. This is Foles from Reading. Oh, what have you done? The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, here he is. You're back. Hi.
Hello.
You right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. All fine. And
everything fine?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't
yeah,
get tasered?
No, no, no. All good. All good. Mm. But anyway, look, the statement's
out. Did the security man come and have a word with you?
He had a small word with me afterwards. That's fine.
Got it out there now,
anyway,
though.
Anyway, look, at least everyone knows.
Absolutely. Everyone.
He's got a doctor's appointment this evening.
Yeah. I like the specifics of that as well.
Yeah.
Like, it might have just told us what the doctor's name was as well. Do you know what I mean? Really go into the detail of it.
Going away to study? Make sure you don't miss all the big moments. The big game. On your tablet in halls. The big cliffhanger. On your laptop with mates. The big story. Order! On your phone after lectures. The big punchline on a night out. It doesn't matter how you catch those big TV moments. If you're watching them live, you need to be covered by a TV licence. So whatever you're watching on any device, check if you need one at tvlicensing.co.uk/freshers. It's well worth it.
Tomorrow in the live lounge is Jess Glynn, who has had problems with her voice in the past few weeks, but I'm confident that it's going to be fine. Do you think Foles didn't turn up because, like we said yesterday about Clara not crying?
What, so they wanted to avoid the situation with Clara Cries?
Well, you know, on Monday, Clara actually shed a tear at Hosier's performance. It would have been pretty awkward yesterday. If she hadn't... Yesterday.
Yeah.
It would have been pretty awkward today if she hadn't cried at Foles. But I hope Yanis is all right. Get well soon. And Jess Glynn, tomorrow for you from 12 as Live Lounge Month continues.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One Direction, Drag Me Down. See, Harry got hit in the face by a can. That's really dangerous.
I've not heard about this.
Yeah, on stage in Philadelphia. Mama Styles is not happy.
I bet. It's a bit of a stupid thing to do, isn't it?
Just tweeted, it's very dangerous, which it is. Haz is all right, though. That was Drag Me Down on BBC Radio 1. Coming up for you, I've got Tanaje. She loves to get two on. And also Oliver Heldens. But first... Are you ready? So many requests for the gap today. Thank you.
I'm gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
It's not very sophisticated, but it's funny.
It's just a potato, darling.
Too jazzy?
They are a little too jazzy, yes.
Yes. All the clips. So the gap featuring It's Just a Potato, Darling, Too Jazzy in between us, The Man That Shouted Only the Young, Miguel Pujol, us doing Selena Gomez, and our boss Ben Cooper. Let's go. Fun blowing while bored doing accounting work in Leighton Buzzard. Hello. Leave your name next time. Well, the ice cream man in Cheltenham, he's feeling a nip in the air. Less busy today. Lee the postie, bumbling his sack off in Cumbria. Good afternoon. Oh, you're too late, Matt, off the Royal Mail in Stratford-upon-Avon. He wanted a request for the gap. It's not a bad cladder-cacker. Oh,
yes, that would have been nice.
We'll do that again next time. And Ellie, on the way to Wetherby, it's about to rain. Shake it. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Halfway through the week, ladies and gents. Emily and Sam are having a little bumbleo in the car. James is bumbleoing his van off in Sheffield. Eleanor, it's her birthday. She's in Bedford, so this is a birthday bumbleo for you.
The very best.
Amanda in Worcestershire bumbleoing her plants off in an actual greenhouse.
Oh. Bumbleo!
So many people today. Where are you? Oh, is it already?
No.
Clap a bit. Oh. Oh, there. One more time. I'm so ready for Friday. Bring on the weekend, Mills. Team night out, says Scott in Bedworth. In my car eating my lunch, Lou in Bedford. Go on, Lou. Bumbleo. Pedro and Chris bumbleoing their boots off in Maidstone there at work.
Big up, Pedro.
Yes, Pedro. Sam is bumbleoing his mountain bike off in Ilkley Moor. Tom from Care Philly. Leah in Pinner. Big up, Pinner.
Yeah.
And Tom the plover in Hastings.
I'll see.
Daily.
On Monday's Breakfast Show, we were talking about an old YouTube channel that Calvin Harris used to have called Jam TV, which was mostly him and celebrities opening jam jars together. But we made a whole YouTube channel out of that.
But we're still not sure why he did it, because it's quite a niche thing to be interested in, isn't it?
Certainly is. He managed to get like Katy Perry and Florence Off the Machine on there, just opening a jam jar. Mm. And there are other clips where he's... Well, he's basically being a YouTuber before YouTubers. He's kind of like showing you around his hotel room and his kitchen and his bathroom. I'm saying this was before he was really, really famous. I reckon like 2006, 7?
Yeah, I mean, he looks very different at that point.
It's not the Calvin Harris that we know now.
There's a different body, kind of spotty face.
Whole different face.
Yeah, it's actually quite incredible.
Mm. Has he had a head transplant, do you think?
An interesting point, that, because his face does look similar.
No, but I think it's new head.
Do you think new head but same eyes?
I think that he has had the head transplant.
Are you suggesting he's had a full body transplant?
I think so, yeah.
Well, if we're following that, are you then saying that that isn't the original Calvin Harris at all? In fact, it's a completely new person that they've just branded Calvin Harris.
Yeah, I think. They created him in a lab. Definitely.
I see. So the original Calvin Harris is in a cupboard somewhere?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But since talking about this, we've done our research, and there used to be so many episodes of Jam TV on YouTube. Can we find any now? No.
And I've tried. I know you tell me I should get on with some proper work at some point, but I spent a good amount of time trying to find all the episodes of Jam TV. Now, I can only find one.
Where have they gone?
It's incredible. Someone's been on a right clear-up mission with this stuff, Mills.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like he said to his people, get rid of them.
Yeah.
We can't find any. Well, we've found one. That's it.
I kind of get why he would do that, though. You know, he's the face of perfumes now, isn't he? He's a clothing ranger's dream.
He's a model.
He's a model.
Yeah.
And so
the world's richest DJ.
Yeah, I get why it's convenient for these videos to disappear, but we know they existed.
Mm.
I mean, it's a bit like, not too long ago, I cleared away some pictures on my Facebook because I just thought, do you know what? Like, that was when I was mucking around at uni. Mm. That you know, loads of people do it. You kind of want to get rid of some of those pictures. You don't want them on your profile.
What were the ones you got rid of?
I know this makes me sound terrible, doesn't it? No, I just mean some of the ones from maybe the early days at uni.
Right.
I was mucking around dressed up as a Smurf, that kind of thing.
And you don't want that out there now.
Well, no, because recently, as well, I accepted a friend request from one of our bosses here.
Oh, right.
And so I'm very wary about
what's on there.
Obviously, it doesn't take long to go look through. And you remember some of those nights out we've had. If you had a personal Facebook, I would be recommending to you.
Yeah, to get rid of.
And in fact, it's in your interest for me to get rid of some of his pictures because there's some of you on there.
I know.
As well.
Looking really sweaty.
And not just sweaty. There's all sorts on there, Mills.
I know. Well, I'm glad you've got rid of them. So Calvin's just done the same.
Yeah.
Because he is the world's richest DJ, going out with the biggest pop star in the world.
Well, that's an interesting theory, Mills. Are you saying that he's got rid of Jam TV because he doesn't want her to see it?
I think yes.
So it's nothing to do with the modelling and stuff like that. In fact, he just wants to keep it away from Swifty.
Yeah. And I think it's our duty, all of us here today and everyone listening, to tweet Taylor Swift and tell her about her boyfriend's past, because I think she'd quite enjoy watching it. He's a right laugh in these clips. Here he is going around his kitchen.
Let me take you to my kitchen there. This is my kitchen, full tea-making facilities.
He had so much time on his hands.
Now let's go to his bedroom. Now, this looks like a two-star hotel.
Well, basically, these clips are from where he's showing us around his hotel room, which I imagine is very different to the hotel rooms he stays in now.
Yeah, the one that we've just seen, this is not a suite.
Tissues on tap. It's as many tissues as I want, whenever I want. I keep a towel by the bath because I like the convenience of it. I got a wall mountable dispenser.
A wall mountable dispenser.
No, I reckon Swifty needs to see this. Can we all just tweet her and go, did you know your boyfriend used to do a thing called Jam TV?
There's one episode that I can find. The rest is gone.
Where have they all gone?
This is gold as well. Why would you have to remove this stuff?
But I know what you're thinking. What does Calvin use to keep his hair looking so nice?
I use Charles Worthington Results for Men. It's protein enriched as well. So it enriches your hair with protein. Which is great. Strong hair, healthy scalp.
Strong hair, healthy scalp, Calvin.
Also, let's tell Swifty that her boyfriend ran around with a pineapple on his head during a Jedward performance on X Factor. I bet he hasn't told her that either. If anyone knows where Jam TV has gone, we can't find it anywhere. Maybe you've got some kind of secret link you want to share.
You make it sound like it's really under-the-counter stuff.
Well, it is now.
You've got some Jam TV.
You know how much I love Calvin Harris.
Yeah, he's the man.
I just want to see more Jam TV.
Strong hair, healthy scalp.
BBC
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That reminds me, whatever happened to our fake David Guetta? DJ.
Oh, yes, he was. I think he was up there with one of my favourite people.
We need to maybe have a chat with him again soon to see if he's got any more gigs. This is a guy that looks like David Guetta but can't DJ or mix in any way.
Yeah.
But we did get one gig, didn't he, on a boat just off the south coast. But that went wrong. Definitely need to catch up with him again soon, I think.
Yeah, didn't we get him French lessons as well? Didn't he do a French lesson? It was something like that, wasn't he?
He was trying. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I reckon by now he'll like be completely fluent in French. Because it was a while ago we spoke to him. Let's definitely catch up with him soon. That was David Guetta and Lovers on the Sun.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Seeing a lot of selfies of Bear Grylls and Barack Obama today.
What's that about? So I'm assuming Obama is doing, what's it called, Wild Weekends?
I think he is. I think they're in Alaska, but his guest is Obama. Have you not got anything else to do?
How's that happened?
Why is it we'd be doing the chase next?
Can you imagine? Now, what did Michelle Obama do?
Oh, this annoyed me. Now, the first lady, who I love, by the way.
FOTUS,
as we call her. I'm a bit obsessed with the American version of The Biggest Loser. You know that program where they stand on those massive scales? They used to have it here, they don't have it here anymore.
They did. The one with the weigh-in.
Where they do the big weigh-in and you have to take your top off and it's really embarrassing, but then you do lose a load of weight. And the person that loses the most weight is the biggest loser and wins.
It strikes me as a harsh title, but I think that's the point of it, isn't it?
Well, imagine my surprise. Well, there I was on the cross trainer watching The Biggest Loser because inspiration to lose weight. And they go to a White House and do a Biggest Loser special. And Michelle Obama is doing like exercise, like aerobic exercise with the contestants on The Biggest Loser. Now, I'm not being funny. You're like the first lady. You should not be on The Biggest Loser. Do you know what I mean? Like, and they were wandering all around the White House and she's like, hi, I'm here to make you lose weight. Well, no, like, be the first lady.
And now Obama's doing the Bear Grylls show.
Yeah, I mean, ask him to do Tipping Point. He'll probably do that as well.
But gives me a good idea.
What?
President of the United States on Innuendo Bingo.
Yes. I mean, if he's doing Bear Grylls, he could do Bingo. POTUS Bingo would be, I mean, that's the dream, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm also hearing that Michelle Obama's been on iCarly before. Is that true?
I don't know what that is.
American show, Donna and Salisbury. That was Lethal Bizzo and Shaka and Playground. Yes, Obama on Bingo, Mills. It has to happen. Oh, sure, Chris and Horsham, just leave it with me. I mean, it's really easy to sort out. As an American, I'm 100% behind this POTUS bingo. That's from Nadia, listening in LA. What about when Kanye maybe becomes president and Kim K is the first lady? Think about it. They've already done all the TV shows. But everyone's very keen. Also, James in Orsett says, imagine Obama doing call or delete.
Yes, yes.
Can you imagine his contacts? That would be pretty good, wasn't it?
Well, we'll get him in for the day.
Or alternatively, you could just do the new series of Splash.
Splash is off, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's off. Oh, it's off.
Also, I don't really want to see the moment he has to derobe for the Splash bit. I'm not as fussed about that.
No?
Innuendo Bingo, though. Awesome idea. Loving that.
I think so. We've got a Tom Daley Innuendo Bingo coming up as well soon, which is great. Right, so Summer Mix. You know all of the brilliant Summer Mixes we had on? At 9 and 6 every day. Like, people are saying summer's off and it has got a bit colder, but like the festival season's still on. People are still out in Ibiza and all the Greek resorts. Summer's still on. So we've got the Radio 1 Summer Mixes and they're live online just so you can keep your summer going. Like, just refuse to accept that it's over.
Yeah, so every last drop.
I'm squeezing out every last bit of summer. Listen again to the mixes on the Radio 1 website, and also you can download them now with the BBC Radio iPlayer app and take them wherever you want.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Why would you tweet Barack Obama that?
I don't know why it's causing such outrage here.
Absolute idiot. Hello, POTUS. Would you be up for a game of Innuendo Bingo? Could potentially be epic. Hashtag POTUS Bingo.
No, like, that's a good hashtag.
Potentially. You're not even saying it will be epic, you're saying potentially could be, to the actual president of the United States of America.
Boss just came through to the studio.
The leader of the free world.
Boss just came through to the studio here saying, Barack Obama, Innuendo Bingo, great idea. There was a discussion about how we could get in contact.
And then you just went and tweeted. That's not the right way to go about it.
Hello, POTUS.
I mean, I still retweeted it, but it's not the way to go.
Let's see if he replies first.
Okay.
Get angry.
can't believe he actually follows some people here at Radio 1 as well. How did that happen?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, Dev.
Hi.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Recovered from bingo yesterday?
Just about. Changed my pants. didn't really need to wash my hair afterwards. That had already been taken care of.
It was a pant wetter yesterday. It was a seeper. That's what it was.
It was a wet one.
Yeah. Really good one, though. Patting the...
Stop it!
Patting the trunk.
Patting the trunk.
Patting. Dev's on at 4 this afternoon, in for Greg. And who have you got on?
Rita Ora's on the show today, everybody.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? Busy girl.
That is good. She's really busy. You're good to get her.
Yeah, I didn't know this, but as you know, as well as doing X Factor, she's on a US-American tour at the same time.
Wow.
US usually means American.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, so she'll do the X Factor, then get on a plane and go and do some shows in America, and then come back and do more X Factor.
I noticed on the show at the weekend, actually, sometimes she was absent, wasn't she, a couple of times?
Yeah.
Didn't really notice it, but she was
watching. I just assumed that was a toilet break or something. I didn't clock that it was a concert.
No. Why would it be a toilet break? Because they wait for her to come back in.
I think the judges do what they want, don't they? Yeah. Let's just crack on.
I'm going to sit this one out, actually. Yeah. No, they would definitely wait for Rita to come back if she was there.
That would be a great voiceover, though. Rita's not there because she's on the loo. Amazing.
No, I think she was on tour. Okay, here are your real or no real facts for today. Try and work out whether these are true or not.
After a recent cycling trip, Jess Glynn spent 6 hours in A&E after her hair got tangled in her helmet.
Now, I hate it when that happens. Chris is stepping up his fitness at the moment, aren't you?
Yep.
Really?
You're doing the cycling.
I'm doing a bit of cycling now. It's my new thing.
It's good, isn't it? My car broke down like 2 months ago and I bought a bike. It just changed your life, doesn't it? You quite quickly become one of those cyclists that you kind of despise when you drive. And then,
he's not that far along, Dan.
I did get lost when I last went out. Because the problem is you can't have anything on you.
Yeah.
Can't have a phone so I had to...
I had to get his mum to pick him up.
No, I didn't. I got lost. So what I did is I stopped in a pub for 10 minutes to try to calm down and de-stress.
He really got stressed, so he had a drink.
You got a helmet?
I had and I didn't even have enough money for the pint, so I've got to drop in some extra money to the guy that, like, it was... Honestly, I had an absolute mare, but I'm going to give it another go tonight.
Are you wearing a helmet?
Yeah.
Good.
Of course.
Reflective clothing?
Yeah.
Very good.
But I'm going to go cycling tonight.
Were you really stressed?
I was proper stressed.
You didn't know where you were, did you?
I was lost. I was like Bear Grylls. That's what it felt like.
And then your mum turns up. She's like, come on, Christopher, don't worry. You got lost, but it doesn't matter. We could just fold the bike up and put it in the boot.
Have you got a foldy bike?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, good. So, you look so smug with one of them, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my bike folds up. Look, I just carry it like a briefcase.
Look how small it is. It's the size of an envelope. Jess Glynn spent 6 hours in A&E after her hair got tangled in her helmet. Real or no real?
She does have a fantastic head of hair, but you know what? No offence to Jess, but I don't think she's a fitness enthusiast. I just can't see her on a bike. Like, I don't mean it like... I wasn't having a go. She obviously looks great. I don't think she's into cycling, is what I probably should have said. So I'm saying no real. You're not the worst, gasps.
Hang on then. What do you mean she doesn't look like she's into cycling? So what does someone who does...
What are you trying to say there, Def?
So I think Jess Glynn's ideal evening would be perhaps... Maybe, you know, down at the local with a few friends,
right,
a few gins, rather than a cycle round a park.
All right, you're saying
I dug myself out of that one.
Saying she's a party girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll ask her tomorrow. That's the first question. I'll get Clara to ask her when she's in the live lounge tomorrow.
Didn't figure that one. So I'm saying no room.
Okay.
One. She doesn't cycle.
She has got a lot of hair, so that could happen. I'm going to go real.
What? That one is no real.
You've got a real attitude problem now. Honestly, since I tweeted the president, you've really got weird with me. Seriously, drop it.
What?
Keep looking around the room at everyone else in the studio and pulling faces if, what an idiot.
I've noticed it as well, Chris.
Just chill out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how else you were planning on getting hold of Barack Obama. And that's the thing. I do things that you want to do, but just don't feel you can because you're too famous to do it.
I think you've just explained how the show works out, essentially.
Yeah. Anyway. So, it's time for the next...
You guys all right? Do you need a moment?
I don't know who got points.
Do you want us to leave?
No, it's fine.
So I'm just going to say Dev got 10.
And next.
A new app has been developed that allows users who are using the toilet to connect with others doing the same thing.
Why? Do you know what I mean? What's the point of that?
It's quite nice to know, isn't it? The other day when I was walking
I'm saying this out.
When I went into the Radio 1 news, there was somebody we worked with, and I said to him, in jest, I thought it was quite funny because we were using the toilet at the same time. I went, oh, toilet buddies.
I know, I was there. So I was in the cubicle and I was going to say this to you.
Yeah.
You came in and had the most appalling toilet etiquette.
Yeah.
You know how you're meant to sort of ignore people in the toilet?
I'm going to go at him now as well, are you?
No. Dev was in there, right? No. I was in the cubicle. I hear Dev come in, starts talking about everyone, giving everyone shout-outs. I was like, why is he so excited?
Doing shout-outs in the loo.
Yeah. It was really strange.
Always on the radio, you know, aren't you, Dev?
Roshu works on the show. I'd use the cubicle straight after him, and I went, oh, not eating enough greens in your diet, are you? Perhaps I'll introduce some more kale.
Dev,
some more asparagus. Like, everybody left. Anyway, everybody left. People just like, I don't even need to use the toilet
It was
more.
Bad form. So I don't know about this app because I just don't really see why you need to connect with anyone in the toilet. It's just not the done thing.
But there are, I mean, this really divides people, doesn't it? It absolutely horrifies some people that people use their phone on the toilet and other people think it's just fine.
I can't go to the toilet if I don't have my phone with me. I don't know, it just seems like the longest toilet break ever, doesn't
okay. it? So you're all fingers and thumbs while you're on the loo, are you?
Oh yeah, totally. You've got to do a bit of admin.
Yeah. Time is money.
I want this to be real.
No need for it. I'm going to say no real.
You're disgusted by the idea.
Going real in this one?
That one is real.
Yes. It was developed to tackle boredom, as you said, Dev, while you're on the loo.
It's cool about connecting people.
And next,
Ollie Sykes, the lead singer of Bring Me the Horizon, has his own clothing shop run by his mum, Carol.
Oh, I love it when the parents get involved in the business.
If it's not his clothing shop, then. Am I missing something with that? If it's run by his mum, Carol. Did you mean she just brought in as a manager?
Yeah, so I think he has the clothing shop, but Carol runs it because Ollie's too busy being in, like, Bring Me the Horizon.
Got ya. Mm. And what's the clothes? Is it a lingerie thing or is it a sort of
I believe
indie
that it's,
clothes or what?
It's kind of like hoodies and that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound like you've made that up at all.
But most bands like that have like merch stalls anyway, right? Where they sell t-shirts for like 50 quid. So I reckon he would have done all right with Bring Me the Horizon merch. Would he need a shop as well? No, I don't think so.
Think about all them like TOWIE people that have got shops over clothes, like Joey Essex, Gemma Collins.
That's true.
Even that Harry one has got one, hasn't he?
It's a good little side venture, isn't it? Yeah. What about you, Scott? You're big enough to bring out your own shop now.
I was gonna bring out socks because I didn't think it had been done, but then Rob Kardashian did it. So
Scott
thanks.
Socks.
Yeah, that was gonna be my idea, but like most ideas, it's already been done. So real or no real, Ollie's mum Carol runs the Bring Me the Horizon clothing shop.
It sounds totally made up. No real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Yes. Ollie started it when he was 21 and they sell trousers, T-shirt, varsity jacket, hoodies, hat and some other accessories. I've just been called a mood hoover on the text.
You are.
A mood hoover.
You are. You're a mood hoover. That's exactly what you are.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got nothing, but Dev got 20.
I'd be better about it.
We fell in love right by the ocean.
Scott Mills Daily. Come join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Getting Wet, our first couple, I think, on Innuendo Bingo. From Made in Chelsea, James Dunmore and Lucy Watson. Getting in the face at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.